Happy Easter morning. I'm Matthew Gage, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, and I'm joining you live here on Facebook from Oaklawn Cemetery here in Decatur, Texas. I made it a habit a few years ago to start my Easter mornings with a visit to a cemetery. Just kind of happened out of, happened. I just remember one morning there at Friendship Baptist Church when I was there with Brother Terry that walking across the street into the Friendship Cemetery and walking up and down those and looking at the tombstones and thinking about the fact that the Easter story begins in a cemetery like this. And that sometime around this time, close to sunrise, a group of women went to that cemetery expecting to just see a dead body, but what they found changed the world. In fact, changed eternity. Because what they found was not a body or a Roman guard or a stone blocking a door. No, they found a stone rolled away. They found the guard gone. They found that their Lord, their Savior, Jesus Christ, had indeed risen from the dead. And that is the most important message this world will ever know, is that Christ came to this earth. He died on that cross, but he rose again in victory for us. My mind goes to the words of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Verse 16 says, "For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they which also are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and is become the first fruits of them that slept." The excitement is that just as those women, when they came to that cemetery outside of Jerusalem that Easter morning, that first Easter morning, everything changed. The tomb was empty. Christ was risen again. And part of the reason I like to visit a cemetery on Easter morning is because this is really where the story doesn't just take place, but this is where the continuing story of Easter morning is. Because through Christ, we have the hope that this life is not the end, that these gravestones and these plots of earth will not be our final resting place or our final memorial, but that we too may live again through our faith and our hope and our trust in what Christ did 2,000 years ago on the cross and in his resurrection. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The scripture says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." We as Christians have hope that we too may live again. And that story of Easter goes so much far beyond the fact that there was an empty tomb. It goes into the fact that one day there's going to be graves that are empty, and that we will be resurrected to be with Christ, to dwell in eternity with him. The hope that we have is anchored in the fact that our Lord and our Savior bled and died for our sins and rose again in victory. So on Easter morning, I like to spend a few minutes here among the gravestones, where the dead in Christ wait the resurrection. Their bodies wait here to be resurrected. And as my mind goes back 2,000 years to what Christ did, my mind also goes forward in the hope that we have, that we too shall live again, that this is not the end. In fact, if anything, it's a sign of just the beginning of life. So on this Easter Sunday, just remember what it's really all about. And during this time, this crazy time we're in, we've been forced to simplify, we've really been given the opportunity to get back and focus on what Easter truly is about. And Easter is truly about the risen Savior, not about the eggs or the candy or the family get-togethers. But it really all gets back to the fact that 2,000 years ago, in a graveyard outside of Jerusalem, there was a tomb that was now empty. There was a tomb that was now empty and is still empty because Christ rose again. And we too can have that same hope in our faith and our trust in Christ. How do we have that hope? Well, it's quite simple. We must know that we are sinners before God. The scriptures say in Romans chapter number 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means that every one of us has broken the commandments of God. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And because of that sin, there is a penalty for our sin. That is death and hell. The scripture says, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. The price, the cost, what we earn for our sin is a death penalty. But here's the good news, is that Christ came. God himself took upon himself mortal flesh. And he came and he lived among us for 33 and a half years. He lived a perfect life, never once sinning. And as we celebrate in this past week, he was taken, he was betrayed, he was beaten, he was mocked, he was scourged, he was crucified on a hill outside of Jerusalem. His blood was shed to pay the sin's price for us. And that he died, and that he rose again in victory, and his payment was accepted for our sins, so that we, through our faith in him, through our trust in him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the message of the gospel, is that Christ came, he loved us enough. Is in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the story of Easter, my friends. The story of Easter is that a graveyard, one day there was an empty tomb, but that we who are dead in our sins can live again, and that one day we too will be with Christ forevermore with life eternal. I appreciate you watching this Easter morning. May God bless your day as you dwell on the wondrous fact and celebrate the great truth that we serve a risen Savior. Thank you.